This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Three leaders of an online lending company owned by Montana's Chippewa Cree tribe say tribal immunity from lawsuits extends to them as individuals. Plain Green CEO Joel Rosette and board members Ted Whitford and Tim McInerney asked a federal judge Tuesday to dismiss a civil case filed against them by two Vermont women. The women are seeking to certify a class action suit alleging the Plain Green officers are predatory lenders who are violating trade and consumer laws. Rosette, Whitford, and McInerney say the women named them instead of Plain Green as defendants to avoid the sovereign immunity doctrine that protects Native American tribes from many judicial proceedings. They say sovereign immunity applies to them when they're performing their duties for the company, which is an arm of the tribe. Search crews have recovered two bodies from the wreckage of a small airplane that crashed into a Washington state mountainside over the weekend. The two victims haven't been formally identified, but 16-year-old survivor Autumn Veach has said her step-grandparents Leland and Sharon Bowman of Marion, Montana, did not survive. The Montana Supreme Court has ruled a Maryland woman who was convicted of killing her estranged husband and his girlfriend in Montana must pay nearly $37,000 for the cost of her public defender. Michelle Collar Gable has argued the judge did not adequately determine if she had the assets available to make the payment. The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture has designated 15 Montana counties as natural disaster areas due to drought. Secretary Tom Vilsack also named 9 counties near those 15 as contiguous disaster areas in his letter to Governor Steve Bullock. The Montana Drought Advisory Committee meets today in Helena. A U.S. Forest Service spokeswoman says the agency is considering a more stringent analysis of a mining proposal near Yellowstone National Park after receiving thousands of public comments on the project. British Columbia-based Lucky Minerals Incorporated wants to search for gold on federal and private land beneath Emigrant Peak in south-central Montana. The project is currently undergoing a low-level review by the Custer-Gallatin National Forest and state officials. Forest spokeswoman Marna Daly says the depth of its review could change as the agency considers roughly 2,800 comments it received on Lucky Minerals' application. Environmental groups say the company's exploratory proposal precludes a large mine that doesn't belong in the area. A decision on how the Forest Service will proceed is expected by early fall. 24 counties in western and central Montana are officially drought disaster areas under a declaration issued yesterday by the U.S. Agriculture Department. Spokesman Jason O'Neill with the Montana Agriculture Department says growers in those counties can apply for loans through the Farm Service Agency.
Now producers are eligible for some programs, one of which is a disaster emergency loan program, also a livestock forage program that can help them, you know, through if they have really suffered some extreme losses.
Farmers and ranchers have 8 months to apply for loans under the declaration. O'Neill says more counties might get disaster declarations in August, usually the driest and hottest month of the year. The counties covered by yesterday's declaration are officially listed as being in severe or extreme drought compared to the exceptional drought in California's Central Valley. 9 cars near the end of a 116-car freight train derailed in northeastern Montana, delaying freight traffic and disrupting Amtrak service between Seattle and St. Paul, Minnesota. BNSF Railway spokesman Matt Jones says the cars went off the tracks near Culbertson in Roosevelt County at about 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Some cars contained mixed cargo and others were empty hazmat cars. Jones says they remained upright and no injuries occurred. About a mile of track was damaged. Amtrak spokesman Mark Magliari says passengers on the Empire Builder were being bused between Wolf Point and Minot, North Dakota yesterday. However, Empire Builder traffic between Whitefish and St. Paul, Minnesota would be suspended today. Jones says the tracks were expected to reopen this afternoon. The cause of the derailment was under investigation. The Montana Highway Patrol says women from Arizona and Utah were among three people killed in a head-on crash between two pickups in western Montana. The patrol says a 29-year-old woman from Red Mesa, Arizona, and a 28-year-old woman from Montezuma Creek, Utah, died in the crash yesterday morning on U.S. Highway 287 north of Wolf Creek. A man in the pickup also died. Their names haven't been released. Three others, a 31-year-old man from Red Mesa, Arizona, a 12-year-old boy, and a 29-year-old man were injured. A 69-year-old man from Helena and a 66-year-old man from East Helena, who were in a pickup hauling a load of hay bales, also were injured. A witness says the pickup with the six occupants was traveling on the wrong side of the road when the vehicles collided. Health officials are reminding parents to vaccinate kids against chickenpox and whooping cough as a new state law takes effect this fall. Legislators passed a law that kicks in October 1st, removing a whooping cough vaccination exemption for kids over the age of six and requiring two chickenpox vaccinations for K through 12 students. Kids in grade 6 and up will need one whooping cough vaccination under the law. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services said in a news release this week that by October, parents need to get kids vaccinated or provide proof to schools that they already have been. There were 49 cases of whooping cough in Lewis and Clark County last year. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.